This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Renewing their license. A report released last September by the Secretary of State revealed senior drivers are the safest drivers in Illinois. And Department of Transportation data revealed seniors from 2018 to 22 had lower crash rates than almost every other age group. The Macon County Conservation District is hosting a presentation on bats at the Rock Springs Nature Center to celebrate Bat Appreciation Day on Saturday. The event will be from 7 to 8 p.m. You can learn about native bat species, what they do in the winter, what makes them special, and their crucial role in the ecosystem. There will also be a chance to go outside and try to find some using sonar location. Register and see more stories, podcasts, and videos at NowDecatur.com.
Encampment on a college campus. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Those are pro-Palestinian protesters last night in New York City, where some are now camped out.
For more than 24 hours, hundreds of students at Columbia University forming a human chain around the main lawn on campus, calling it the Gaza Solidarity Encampment. They say it's to show support for Palestine while demanding an end to the university's, quote, complicity in genocide.
Well, it's Fox's Chanley Painter. This after Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, testified at a House hearing in anti-Semitism.
The ultimate solution to fighting this horrible form of bigotry is education.
Though some Jewish students say they don't feel safe on campus. Former President Trump will be back in court in a few hours in New York as they keep working to seat a jury at his first criminal trial.
Seven jurors have already been sworn in and 11 more are still needed. So far, jurors include two lawyers, a nurse, and an IT consultant, a software engineer, a salesman, and a teacher. The judge is looking to have jury selection squared away by the end of the week so that opening statements can begin by Monday.
Fox's Brooks Singman, the former president, calls it a rigged case, election interference. He's charged with falsifying records over 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. Alejandro Mayorkas isn't going on trial. Senate Democrats dismissed House Republicans' impeachment case against the Homeland Security Secretary, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We had to set a precedent that impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Republicans say it's not a policy dispute. Secretary Mayorkas ignored laws, they say, allowing record illegal immigration. Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox's Hannity.
They have done this deliberately, Sean, deliberately for political gain.
911 service has been restored in some areas after outages in four states, Nevada, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. No cause given, but Homeland Security recently warned about cyber threats to 911 operations. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
It could be a tense weekend in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson plans votes on foreign military aid. It's been stalled since the Senate approved it. But with President Biden's support, the Speaker plans to split up the aid with separate votes for Israel and Taiwan and Ukraine. And that could put his job in jeopardy. Some of his fellow Republicans don't want those aid votes ahead of any action on border security.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has teased using the motion to vacate against Speaker Mike Johnson as he plans to allow the House to vote on three foreign aid bills. While some members of his party haven't ruled out removing the Speaker, Democrats like Jared Moskowitz are floating the idea of helping Johnson keep his job.
Under no circumstance Am I going to sit by and let Marjorie Taylor Greene help Vladimir Putin and President Xi?
Previous Speaker Kevin McCarthy became the first speaker to ever be removed by a motion to vacate after every Democrat joined with 8 Republicans to remove him. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly after another day of selling. The Dow's gone down 7 of the last 8 trading sessions. The S&P 500's dropped 4 days in a row, and the Nasdaq yesterday dropped 181 points. In the NBA, the 76ers play their way into the playoffs.
Hero fakes his three-pointer. It's up. It's good. 1-point game with 3/10 of a second remaining. Ball knocked loose.
Call on ESPN. Philadelphia beat Miami 105-104 to earn the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. The Heat still have a shot at the 8th seed. They'll play the Bulls tomorrow. Chicago eliminated Atlanta in the other play-in game, 131-116. In hockey, Nikita Kucherov became the 5th player in NHL history to have 100 assists in a season in Tampa Bay's win over Toronto. He clinched it. Joining Edmonton's Connor McDavid, who became a member of the 100-assist club the other day. Before this year, only Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, and Bobby Orr were in it. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today. Isn't it time you start having regular checkups? A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help detect illness early and help you plan for future wellness. Physicians in the Decatur area are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
Morning. Here's a look at your news channel 20 storm team forecast. Today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Increasing clouds and a high of 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low of 43. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. We'll have Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider, with us today. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, plus Debbie Bogle from the United Way. Action-packed show starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Looky, it's light outside.
It's crazy.
It looks like a beautiful morning shaping up here. I know we have some, rain coming in tonight, you said? But maybe even a little more wind because for some reason Central Illinois has turned into South Texas, or West Texas, I should say. But here we are, ready to go. Happy to be here with you. Happy to have you here with us. I'm Brian Byers. That's Nick Smith. And we're ready to roll. I want to start with congratulating the Thinkwell Makerspace folks. They had their grand opening yesterday. yesterday. And there's a photo gallery up on our Facebook page. If you'd like to take a little peek inside what the creative space looks like down there in the Decatur Public Library building, please feel free to do so. Very cool. Told you I went over there for a meeting and took a tour and got to ask a lot of questions and of Sam Johnson. And then a couple of weeks ago, we had on the program Jesse Blunt, who's the executive director of the organization. I think it's just a cool, cool space. Whether you're an artist or a fledgling engineer or a 3D printer, whatever you might be, you can find a spot down there that fits you. And I think it's going to be used for all kinds of incredible creative ways.
That's awesome. Good use of space, good use of energy and ingenuity. It's really a good project.
Someone is always like, you put up the photo gallery. There's only so much information you can put up in a photo gallery.
Right.
Meaning these are pictures of the thing. Here's the title of the photo gallery. And in the comments, Decatur Public Library building, so you let people know where it is. And inevitably within seconds, what is this place and where is it?
Always.
Always. Getting over the fact you ran right by the Decatur Public Library building part of the description, it's in the Decatur Public Library building. It's not part of the public library, meaning they don't operate it. It's an outside entity using space they weren't using because, quite frankly, that building was probably large for a library 20 years ago when libraries were full of books, and in today's digital age, you don't need all that space. So you find creative ways to get other partners in the community to share that space with you and the expense of that space.
We talked yesterday about Heroic Age Studios and the idea of having creatives around creatives or public around public. It just breeds. I mean, that's why malls got popular. That's why small shopping strips are, you just want to be around the people and chain things together and ideas bounce off each other.
And yeah. It's one of the few places in life I want to be around people. The mall isn't one of them. No. But that kind of thing in Heroic Age, as you mentioned with Eric Hector in yesterday for Millikan University for their film festival coming up, you bet. It's like an incubator of ideas.
Absolutely. That's a good way of putting it.
Good morning and welcome. If you want to find out more about them, there is a website called thinkwellmakerspace.com. And you can find out all about how maybe you could be a part of it. They've got a photo studio, a photography studio. They got all kinds of great stuff. I was thinking about and asking Eric about this yesterday because they only have one small space left out there at Heroic Age. I think I want a studio.
Yeah. It's fun to just be able to to walk in and all the other stuff is not there. It's there to create.
Right.
It changes the whole thing.
It does. And so I don't know if I would do more of it if I had a space or if a space wouldn't be warranted because I don't do enough. I'm torn between those two contradictory ideas. Like, I feel like I would do more if I didn't have to do the work of setting up to do more at home.
That's right.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
And also, you're still at home. Sometimes that's a thing that people can't wrap their head around or escape that, like, hey, at any moment, the door could knock, the phone could ring, the doorbell could go off, and I'm right back where I'm at.
Yeah, I guess.
Some people, you're in a different world. Other people, it's like I'm just a cardboard door away from all my problems, all my other things.
I get it. I don't think that's the thing. I think it's just, I don't have like a permanent setup. Yeah. And so it's like the work of doing the setup sort of takes away the joy of doing the thing.
How many projects in life at all scales, from expensive to cheap to whatever, stop because it's like, man, I don't want to take the time to set this whole thing up.
I think we're almost hardwired to talk ourselves out of it.
Yeah. And if it were there, you'd just walk in paint, or you'd walk out there and you'd make the build stuff out of wood. You'd go do whatever it was.
Right.
If somebody would just magically transport it right there.
So I don't know how all that's going to end, but congratulations to all the folks there yesterday. You can check out the pictures on our Facebook page. And if you want to go to their website, and they're on social media as well, you can find out how maybe you could be a part of it. They're going to have all kinds of innovative classes and things and individuals and artists. I mean, it's just – they will tell you, and I will do my best, maybe next week to try to get Sam and Jesse to come in here and explain to you what they explained to me about how in education, and this is kind of widespread, not sort of any one kind of education. You know, there are people who don't necessarily test well, or, you know, by standards that are sort of used in public education today, you can't always tell who the hidden geniuses are.
Right.
And the people who become makers, you know, and this town was built. Its history is about making stuff and all of the innovative things that have come about and fortunes that have been made and factories that have been built and things that have been made and finding and identifying that genius, you know, in people is their ultimate aim.
It's one of the coolest things that I've ever experienced as a teacher, and might be my favorite thing, is you have some kids that are intellectual, they're smart, they test well, that you give them a task, they do it, they're very good at it. It's, I mean, that's a standard scholarly student. Then you have some that are, you know, they might be average or don't really care about it, but you see them unlock a code.
Mm-hmm.
You watch them push the boundaries of the thing that you gave. You watch them explore and go down paths. And all of a sudden you're like, you might be the best thing that's ever walked into my classroom. And you were just middle of the road on paper.
Yeah.
But you've got the thing that you're describing.
And it's why I'll put it into terms you'll appreciate, and I think it's a little easier to understand. We have the NBA or the NFL draft coming up, yeah. Right? Tom Brady on paper, right?
Was a mess. Barely draftable.
And on paper, if you look at the quarterbacks that were drafted that year, not one of them, I mean, of the top 5, 6, 7, 8 quarterbacks, right, that were on paper, the sure bet, right, to NFL teams who spent a lot of money and a lot of resources, they all washed out.
Right. And then he shows up in New England, and whoever the powers would be, Belichick, other coaches, look and see him work at practice and see him.
And they maybe not see it right away.
Right.
And if Drew Bledsoe doesn't go down, we never find, right, that genius. I don't know. I mean, you know, but if you think about it with, you know, in those terms, that's, yeah, kind of the thing. You got your standard.
Yeah.
And, yep, a lot of times that works.
Fine.
Sometimes it doesn't. And then you've got sort of this hidden genius.
It just takes a different approach to manifest.
Yes.
Just a different way.
And those are some of the most successful people out there that have created amazing things.
Yes. Yep. And a lot of our best inventions are a result of a miss on in another way, but tinkering around or finding. Yeah. I mean, this is exactly a type of thing that we should have more in society.
Yeah. So kudos to all of them.
Cool.
I had a really nice visit a couple of weeks ago down there and took a tour of the space. Not only the spaces that exist now, because it's sort of designed to morph, mm-hmm, and become different things. And there's other bigger spaces that they've got plans for, which will be, you know, even better.
Yeah, there's room to grow.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Okay. I don't know about your evening, but my evening was just sort of full of being inundated with the news. I mean, just everywhere. We're going to get into this debate a little bit later today about, is it ageism to have people of a certain age have to take a driving test every year to renew their driver's license? There is proposed legislation in Springfield that would do away with that. And I have a chicken or the egg question, because they will point out statistics. And we all know what Mark Twain, you know, said about statistics. There's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics. Well, they're a safer group. Well, maybe they're a safer group because you have these laws in effect, meaning there are fewer accidents in this age category than in others. Also, there may be fewer because they drive way less than other age groups, right? And it was pointed out on Capital Facts by one of the commentators, well, everybody under the age of 16 has a 0% driving record. Does that make it a safe group? And do we not have ageism on the front end by having requirements of when? I'm sure you can go find 14-year-olds that have the physical capabilities to drive a car just fine.
This topic can get silly.
It can
also be sort. I mean, you could actually have good discourse on it because there's data in both directions.
Well, but there's really, I mean, there's plenty of data about your cognitive functions with the age you get. And there is a big difference between 28 and 30 and 78 and 80, you know, meaning what can happen to you in large mass of people with your health and your cognitive abilities.
Sure.
And I'm not so sure this is a thing that the Secretary of State has always been the bad guy in the scenario, even for families, right? Meaning you don't have to have that conversation with mom and dad. The Secretary of State's office will.
Right.
You can't pass a test. You can't have a license. We know this is a thing. It's just a thing. And if you're of a certain age or parents of a certain age, you know everybody in your circle, the people who've had to have these conversations, and they're tough and they're hard about giving up independence. And I'm not making light of it at all. But this is a thing. When you know your mom or dad probably shouldn't be driving. Because even if they're not reckless drivers, a car can do a lot of damage to someone else. Because and then the thought process of what that means. Do you live out the rest of your years with the horrible guilt and knowledge that you've cost somebody their life because you shouldn't have been in a car to begin with? Why wouldn't you want the Secretary? Doesn't the Secretary of State's office exist to do that?
Right. What is the age? Are we getting into that later?
Well, I'm teasing it now because we got a break, but we'll come back and we'll get into it a little bit. And I'm not, I don't say any of this lightly, right? I mean, I will, you know, in not that all many, many years, you know, be of this age. I just don't think people themselves are able to gauge whether or not at a certain time in their lives capable of still driving. And trust me, just ask around. You know, people have had to have this internal fight within their families, even with the law in place the way it is now. And no one, you don't have a right to drive. I mean, that's not a right of a human being. It's a privilege that you apply for. You pass a test. You have to have insurance. There's all kinds of requirements for you to be able to go out on the streets in a car and drive. It's not part of the Bill of Rights. And with that, I don't know what the car sticker does every year that I have to pay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like renew my license plates. I don't know. I told you there's last time I renewed a driver's license, there was inconsistencies between two DMVs. But the law on the books now, which we'll tell you about on the other side of the break, at a certain age point triggers that when you renew your driver's license, you have to physically take a driver's test, not the written test, but the physical test. And there is a lawmaker that would like to do away with that. Now, cynical part of me would say, well, these people vote. We know that much. But is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Nick's got your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. We've got increasing clouds and a high of 76. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low around 43. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58. Saturday, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:22. This look of your weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Fashion at Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel, fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags. New arrivals are coming in daily, and you'll be sure to dance into spring with the latest fashions. Don't wait. Shop today at Shop on Main and the Party Shop in beautiful downtown Decatur. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, Decatur.
For 24 years, the Community Foundation of Macon County has connected the philanthropic goals of donors with community needs. This is Chris Lutt, Foundation Board Chair, and I'm honored to share that we have a new name, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. We've grown to over 400 funds established by individuals, families, businesses, agencies, and organizations to benefit a variety of community causes. Because of donor generosity, we've surpassed $50 million in awarded grants and scholarships, and in addition to serving Macon County, we've now grown to serve neighboring counties Piatt and Moultrie in the heart of central Illinois. We're creating a better future through philanthropy that allows us all to live, learn, work, and thrive. If you are interested in learning how you can work with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit our website at heartofillinois.org.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Every time I hear this stuff, I just think about the breakup.
Hall & Oates?
Yeah. Just how do you do that whole career thing and it ends so bitterly? That's sad. All right. Here is the deal with driver's license in Illinois by age group. When you get your driver's license at 16 or 17 or whatever, under 21, their license expires 3 months after their 21st birthday, and then every 4 years they have to get it renewed. 21 through the age of 80 are valid for 4 years and expire on the driver's birthday. Drivers that are 81 through 86, their licenses are valid for 2 years and then they expire on the birthday. And drivers that are 87 and older must renew their license every year. The caveat here is 75 plus. All of those renewals come with a mandatory actual driving test. Like when you go to the DMV, you go out and you know, we've all done that. You know, where you sit in the car with the guy and he tells you what to do.
And whether it be the 2 year or the 1 year, it's actually, okay. I'll be honest, on the surface, that sounds 100% reasonable to me with one, like, hey, what do the tables say of data? Is that where the numbers need to be?
Right.
That's my only question I'd ask.
But the table and the data, is that the result of what's in place? Meaning that they've taken dangerous drivers off the road because they can't pass the test, meaning they're not being put into the pool of data over the last 10 years.
Yeah, and I think you would have to keep in mind, medical data of, like, cognitive function or reaction time.
Privacy? Are you turning that information over to the state? Medical information?
I wouldn't say individual. I'm saying, like, what are the law of averages that of – at age 75, this is when a notable societal decrease in cognitive function. I mean, you need to base it on something, but you're right. Yesterday they released the strength of schedule for the NFL, and it's like the Panthers have a very harder schedule, and it's right. Like, here's what the problem is. The Panthers don't get to play the Panthers. They suck. They've skewed the whole data.
Right, right.
So the drivers are skewing the data, yeah, because they're.
So if I said to you, what's the accident rate of people under the age of 16? The numbers would be very low because people under 16 aren't driving.
That's right. Yeah.
So the data is the data. I would love, to be honest with you, and they'll never, it's government, so they can't pull this off. But if they were smart enough to factor in, like, everything, my insurance costs, my driver's license renewal, everything based on my results of me driving, I would be happy to live with that no matter what the age.
And the only way we will get that is what insurance companies are dabbling in, and that's to have the in-car recording that measures your data and how you're driving, reaction
times. Doing that with rental cars and everything else.
Yeah, some of them they are.
Yeah. But, you know, so I get it. But don't you have to have – I mean, we're talking about – there are rules for drivers that are 87 and older.
What is the proposed change?
That 75 that you would not have to take a mandatory driver's test for if you were 75 or older every time you renew your driver's
test. So the same rules, just getting rid of proving that you're still okay to drive?
Mm-hmm. Physically drive. I mean, not the written test, but the physical driving test.
Mm.
And I don't think it's too extreme. Before you turn a 16-year-old kid loose in the world with a couple of thousand pound, car that could do a lot of damage, that they've got to make sure they don't knock the egg over off the cone a la the Brady Bunch.
Right.
And at the flip side of that, I don't think it's insane to go an 87-year-old should also have to prove that they cannot knock the egg off the cone.
Is there an appetite for this? I mean, is it going anywhere?
Well, the AARP, I mean, if you look at like sort of the groups who are invested in, senior citizens and age groups, they all think it's ageism because Illinois is the only, they say the only person that requires this specific thing. I think there are others that do different variations of things. I just don't, is there a controversy here? I mean, is there a reason that the law needs to be changed? And are you not then putting it back in the court of the family that then they've got to be the bad guys with mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whatever the scenario might be?
So I think that it's tricky, as long as you're identifying, where the problem is and addressing the problem if there's an obvious break point where driving quality goes down, if you're starting to see.
But there's not going to be 1 year that is the same for everyone. But you can look at health statistics, right?
I mean, sure.
Do you have any doubt that there is a gigantic difference in just cognitive function between somebody who's 55 and somebody who's 87 years old across the board?
Across the board, no. One group would absolutely demolish the other group in terms of reflexes.
Yes.
Process. I mean, case by case, which is probably more so what we're talking about.
But we're not doing case by case in any other category either. It doesn't matter if I've got a perfect driving record, no speeding tickets, no accidents. I still have to do everything else that everyone in my group has to do.
Right.
We're not doing that across any of the age groups.
Right.
Including 17-year-olds.
Would you, if there was a move on it, would you be for, hey, you're 75, but you've had no incidents, no tickets?
Yeah, if they could do it across the board universally, but the privacy you would have to give up to do that.
What if it's just on record? Meaning like you're 75, you've had no tickets, no incidents, within the last 2 years or whatever. Here's your license renewed. And then maybe make it 75 up annually. And if you're ticketed or whatever, and that triggers the driver's test.
Maybe.
But if you're still a clean driver, you're assumed to be until you're not.
Yeah, except for the person who's had a car for 20 years and has 4,000 miles on it, could still kill that one person going to the grocery store. I mean, that life never comes back.
I know.
I just think it's not asking a lot. And you don't, by the way, have to go to a 2 year. This is once every 4 years.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, 75 is the 4 year.
Yeah. I mean, not until you're 87 years old do you have to go to a 1 year renewal.
I wonder how many people this actually impacts in the state of
Illinois. Probably more than you think.
Sure. But probably less than a sizable percentage would be my thought. I mean, we're talking about changing a rule that probably.
You're talking about what would significantly change if you change the rule. Well, everybody that's 75 years and older would not have to take a actual physical driving test.
Yeah, 75 is still young in terms of driving, I think. I don't think it's the car's been under the tarp back in the outbuilding at 75. There's plenty of people still in the workforce at 75.
And there are a ton of people. I know what my dad's health was, during those very same years.
Yeah, the back end of that. I just don't know how many people actually changing any of this. would.
And I don't know that it will get changed. You know, it's a bill. I mean, you know, it's still got to go through all the things. But you know, the AARP and other special interest groups that are lobbying for a particular group, you know, they will argue this. I just don't really believe. In fact, I think there probably ought to be more of this on the front end as well. I mean, you know, that when you're 16, you're probably till you're 24 ought to have to, like, you know, the prove first couple stuck. Of times that you're taking a driving test.
I wouldn't be opposed, honestly, you know, maybe annual testing till you're 18 or something, yeah. 16 to 18, or your first 3 years of first license.
Yeah.
So that you could just show, hey, I've still got it. I'm good. This is sticking. I should be good for.
I'm absolutely good with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And they spend probably more time in a car, or at least they used to. Yeah. They don't anymore.
Some do.
I know, but not like we did.
Yeah.
But it's just, you gotta have, and the thing with this, I think that lawmakers are always playing, and I'm sure this representative, Senator Donald DeWitt, and Representative Jeff Kiker, I don't know who they are. I'm sure there's some driving reason why they're backing this legislation. But at some point in life, when you're going to classify anything, drinking age, what? Right. I mean, there are going to be arbitrary numbers.
And there will be people on both sides of the line that should or shouldn't be doing whatever right. The thing is.
And there might be a kid on a farm that can drive a car out the wazoo.
At nine.
But you're not going to argue to give nine-year-olds driver's license.
It doesn't make sense in mass to do that.
So I think this stuff, look, I know it's a, I dread the day of giving up my personal control over things. It's one of the things I don't mind aging. I haven't minded it at all. But that is, I understand that that's got to be just unbelievable, debilitating, terrifying, and the whole nine yards. Yeah. And I think families get torn apart about it. And, you know, kids are trying to do the right thing. Dad doesn't want to hear it. Why not make the Secretary of State the benchmark?
Yeah.
Instead of having to do it within families.
Yeah. I'd imagine at some point, long time in the future, the vehicles will tell us who should be driving and who shouldn't.
You're probably right.
And
but that's also going to be
still even driving.
Yeah. But the insurance companies then are going to have to act accordingly.
That's right. If you're a good driver, you pay less.
That's exactly
you're
right.
A bad driver.
Because I, for years and years and years and years, I have had minimal. I mean, so minimal. It is just not even.
You're a donor
of health cost, automobile cost. And I don't ever get cheaper.
No, it goes up.
So, yes, would I take some privacy in exchange for putting me in a different category? You bet I would.
My car literally has that as a service. Like, you could turn it on, and it'll tell you, hey, your insurance is going up or it's going down. You did all right this month.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in real time. And I think that that's a decent way of doing it. The issue again becomes privacy and should I deserve a license?
Older people are going to have older cars. You know what I mean? Like they got a car sitting in the garage. I remember grandparents in Indiana. They had a car. I mean, it had like 2,000 miles on it.
Oh yeah. It looks like it came off the showroom floor.
Exactly right. But it's Buick. Just as bit of dangerous on the way to the store as anything else.
Yeah.
And I don't know why in the world you would want your older relatives or loved ones to live the end of their life with that kind of thing on their conscience.
Yeah. And you don't want.
And with ride shares and I mean, there's just so much more today that can ease that than there ever has been.
Yeah. And maybe economically thinking that if you get disqualified for a license, maybe there's a pathway to unlock. You qualify then for a bus pass or something.
Well, but even the cost of maintaining a car and buying gasoline, you could Uber and still have mobility.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just it's called House Bill 4431. It heads to a vote on the House floor this week, and we'll see.
I would be interested to see what other states are doing, but it's the same issue. I mean, as you get older, things become harder. You don't do as well. You've got to figure out how to keep everybody else safe. And I'm sure other states have pretty good approaches. Some probably have terrible approaches, yeah.
But you'd be surprised how much of our politics and policy over the last 100 years has been based on catering to people who vote in very large percentages.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think everything we do in this country is backwards about discounts and all of the stuff. Instead of helping young kids trying to start their lives, it's like we do it all on the other end.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. You start out in a hole.
And more so today than ever.
Mm-hmm.
But we give all the breaks to the people that are on the other side. Like the discounts, here's the club that gets you in, you know, the movies cheaper and the everything, you know. And I'm okay with that. I'm just saying it seems counterintuitive to me.
Yeah. Instead of giving a little booster pack to the people just that getting
come
going.
Out with $200,000 in college debt
and no money, can't get a job,
right.
Nowhere to live. throw them a $3.99 Salisbury steak.
The reason
dinner.
We've never fixed Social Security in this country, I mean, to any real degree, and I mean not used it as a political weapon, but right. I mean actually fixed it, because I don't know what's going to be there when I am of that age. I really don't. And no one can really tell me because of that voting block. You can't even have a serious discussion about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the folks over in the General Assembly will think about this, but they certainly know these people vote.
Mm-hmm. Was there anybody alluding to how this is expected to go? It's not to that point. Okay.
It may pass. And if they used data to drive all this, maybe that's fine. But we look at the Secretary of State's office, and with all due respect to Alexei Janulis, who's done a pretty good job of trying to bring it into at least 2010,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be, they are still not anywhere near being able to do that. I mean, as far as computing data individually right. yeah. to show who or shouldn't or shouldn't be, if you want to treat people individually rather than categories.
I think that they've been – everything that I've seen from that office since he's taken over is forward-thinking.
Forward-thinking for that office. I mean, if you put it in any other – like
right.
in an office space, it would be 10 years dated. Behind. But because it's so dated – everything he's done looks very modern.
Right.
And that's not taking away from what he's done. I'm just saying their bar was so low.
Right.
That taking debit cards was like a step over the bar.
Has he endorsed this bill? Or was there anything that mentioned that this is what they want?
No, not in the article that I okay. read.
Because I think that if they had an overwhelming desire for it with what he's been doing, I think he would have that put out there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, this is where the metrics show. This is where we need to be heading.
But here's the metrics are solely going to be based on, like, insurance claims and accidents. And
and tickets and
right,
yeah.
But it's never based on what I think it should be based on, which is those numbers based on time spent in car.
Yeah, the frequency and opportunity. Yeah,
I mean, if a 21-year-old is in their car 100 times more than a 79-year-old
who wrecks the one time they went out,
yes,
2 feet.
Then now all of a sudden that age demographic looks more dangerous than the other. But if you look at time spent literally behind the wheel, it's not even close.
Yeah, wrecks per time driving,
yeah.
Wrecks per mile, wrecks per mile.
Right. I know it's incredibly complicated.
It is.
And I know no matter what age you decide, it's going to be arbitrary for some people, because right. you're going to find an 87-year-old who's absolutely capable of driving to Alaska
right.
and having no problems. But as a group, overall, is that true? And you're going to find 23-year-olds that shouldn't be behind the wheel at all.
At all.
But as a group, is that true?
Right.
But we live life. I mean, we're still living in a country that lets you drive at 16 and smoke at 18 and drink a beer at 21, 3 years after you can go to war.
Right.
I mean, it's all arbitrary.
Yeah. You know, and here's the other thing. How do you, if you have a group that has a high amount of wrecks and known reckless driving and stuff like that, how do you even, other than waiting until they make the mistake, pulling them off the road, how do you preemptively take the 18 to 34s or whatever?
You go to the DMV and you do what's required, whether that's a driver's test or a written test or a vision test. None of this is given to you as a right. I've got to go prove I can see.
Yeah.
Right? I got to go prove how I know who gets to turn first at a four-way stop. I mean, none of it is, you're right.
And maybe this is already on the books, but tell me if this is not a good idea. If you get a reckless driving or something like that, and part of, you know, sometimes you can go to the state's attorney, yeah, and they'll put you on probation. What if it's, here, you need to go test. You need to take a class and test out of it.
I'm a mile for that. Of any age group.
Show us that you should actually be here and that this was a mistake.
Because the software in this county sheriff department doesn't match this. I mean, that's the problem, right? Yeah. Whenever you think about big data, generally people are worried about conspiracies and privacy and all that, and I understand. What I have found is they're just not competent enough to do it.
Yeah, especially not at the local or county levels or, you know, where the organizations.
There's all kinds of things like where you go, how did this not get two and two put together to solve this?
I think that would make a lot of sense. Hey, you were driving so poorly that you need to go get a class on how not to, and then show us that you could actually drive like a citizen before you do it again.
I'm down with
that.
Maybe
that already happens.
It probably
does.
I don't know because I don't get pulled over much.
That's right.
And I think about myself now, and I think, what does like 27 years from now look like? That's insane to me.
I don't want to not be able to drive. And I hope that I have the ability to see that.
I hope you do, too.
I love to drive. I'd drive anywhere.
That's great.
I drive all the time.
And you're in your 40s, so you got like 40 years to worry about this.
Yeah, but I'll have to test every 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Hassle. And every year.
Stop. Move out west. Go to a ranch.
You'll be standing
out there with a barbed wire fence around your house.
Yeah, you don't need
any of your rules.
You'll run out of gas before you run into a light pole.
Time now for the Marquee coffee break. You know, I got the new cups. I'm enjoying the same old great taste in the brand new sort of navy blue cup. The same thing holds true. The magic is in our beans. We'll be back.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43-plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
First Mid Insurance Group, First Mid Bank and Trust, and now Decatur have teamed up to bring you the First Mid Ticket Window with your chance to win tickets to see the beloved Cardinals play at Busch Stadium. Listen to Byers & Company from 6 to 9 for your chance to win. When they open the phone lines, be the correct caller at 217-875-1340. Also, keep an eye on the Now Decatur Facebook page for additional chances to win with the First Mid Ticket Window.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Living this way causes tremendous stress. We want to help. At LLCU, we have over 30 certified financial counselors ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There's no charge, no obligation, because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit LLCU.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. City Hall Insider Paul Osborne coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about the Tamale Man. Been around here a while, you know that one. Caitlin Clark had her press conference yesterday at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, where a Indianapolis Star reporter creeped everyone out. We're going to have to go a long way in society because if you look at sports reporters in general, and I mean the group that's been around forever, maybe the not the most, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Evolved?
Polished.
Okay. we didn't need to go into all that. It was just, it was really awkward. He did the little heart thing to her, you know, with the hands that she does to her family after the end of the game. And he did that to her. And then she said, yeah, that's, you know, I do that to my family after every game. And he goes, well, as long as you do it to me, we'll be okay.
Oh, man. Yeah. What are you doing?
Even creepier than what I just delivered to you. Hard to.
The whole premise of it's weird.
The room was just, okay. But it has also been announced, or at least not announced, but is expected to be announced after a bidding war, because her deal with Nike ended with her last college game. And evidently Under Armour, which has made some pretty decent strides in the WNBA. And I think Steph Curry was recruiting in on behalf of that Adidas, but apparently there's an 8-figure deal and her own shoe coming from Nike, which is expected to be announced any minute.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's a huge get.
I can't imagine they already had her. I mean, you know, as a college player.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that they wouldn't write any check necessary to turn that into now everybody can buy Caitlin Clark shoes.
You know,
the, that seems to be the single biggest no-brainer of the last 10 years.
Yeah, and the test pilot happened the 2-3 years ago's number one pick, Sabrina Ionescu. Her shoes selling like in the top five of in basketball, period.
Yeah,
and now you put the mega star on top of it.
Number one.
Yeah, as long as it looks good, dudes will be wearing it in the NBA.
But certainly every young woman with aspirations to be a basketball player,
ugly.
No matter what.
Yeah, it's great. So, Iowa got a replacement player, by the way. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Lucy Olson, the top player, maybe left in college basketball, one of the top, number three in scoring, transferring to finish her senior year at Iowa.
Yeah, I think Paige would have some arguments there about your assessment of her being number one. But an 8-figure deal almost seems cheap to me for Nike.
It's probably on the guarantee, and then there will probably be based on the sales, and then there what they tend to do is then renew because, like, oh, this is going so well, now it's a 9-figure deal.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the equity part, you would think there's a Michael Jordan, there's a Tiger Woods, there's these generational athletes that Nike has been able, you know, and we know now, mainly because of the book and then the movie, you know, that almost didn't happen with Nike, but now they know.
Yeah,
this doesn't come along all that often. There's all kinds of incredibly talented people that go into the professional sporting leagues every year, right? Mm-hmm. But there's only a few that reach this kind of mass.
And in footwear, it's got even less because it has to almost always be basketball. Patrick Mahomes doesn't sell as many shoes as Caitlin Clark will, and he's massively popular.
No, he is.
But basketball shoes are the
Tiger Woods, though.
Clothing.
Yes, but there will be clothing too, I'm sure, as part of this deal. What I'm saying is not everybody was going out and buying golf shoes.
Right.
But Tiger Woods was that kind of, you know, what was it worth to be on that golf ball? What was it worth to be on that sweater? You know, what was it worth to be on that you know, polo, right. That hat.
Yeah, they get her a nice logo. And, I mean, you can already buy her jersey. You could buy it. She's wearing number 22.
Well, that you can't.
I've been getting the emails to buy it or pre-order it or whatever.
Well, pre-order because they sold out every size within an hour of the draft the other night.
Yep.
Through the actual fever.
Before the number was announced,
Yeah. So you will be able to. That, I'm sure Nike will make sure of that. I don't know. What are the team deals in the WNBA? Do they have an overall, like, you know, I mean, like, I guess the most famous story is the Dream Team in the Olympics and how all that.
Teams, the league has a deal, and then teams can, like, so in the NBA, the current uniform provider is Nike and or Jordan. So the teams can individually go with them. But by and large, it's league. Here's who is our uniform provider.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You would think, you know, Nike's, they've done this before. They know what they're doing. When you have like that kind of just a person who is just fair, unfair, deserved, none of that really matters. I mean, I just don't think there's anyone looking at this with any kind of objectivity doesn't say she is just in a different arena, a different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going to sell some merch. She's going to sell most of the merch. There will be lines in the arena because the crowd's there because of her, and the lines will be at the arena because of her at the merch stand.
Yeah. And I am sure that they're laying all of this out as a very patterned way. You know what I mean? Play the tournament, right? Mm-hmm. Go to the Final Four, get to the championship game, get to the draft. Then we start rolling this stuff out. I mean, there's a game plan.
There's no guessing. There's no guessing to this. There's clockwork set. It's just different because it's her and it's WNBA. They know how to do this all the way. The leagues think about things like the NFL this upcoming week has their draft, and then that will roll into the schedule release, which will roll into the – it is all choreographed. This has all been thought about.
And is there a chance that it all goes bust?
Yes. If she stinks and or changes her her demeanor, she becomes less approachable, less fan friendly, then what'll happen is because people will just stop watching the WNBA like they always have.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it will either. But if you're Nike and you're looking at, okay, the 2022 national championship, college, right? Mm-hmm. No Iowa, no Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
The 2024 national championship game. 285% increase in viewership over those 2 years.
Her downside is she's Johnny Football. That would be the parallel. It is. He was so popular, maybe beyond his play on the field.
There was nothing likable about him. The rumors,
us as people, kids could not get enough of that guy.
He was just waiting to melt down. I don't think there's any similarity at all in the two.
The parallel is the rise, not the likely trajectory. I'm saying,
what place in the draft was Johnny Manziel?
Number one.
He was the first pick.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Or am I thinking of Baker Mayfield?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Baker Mayfield.
But also an unlikable human being that
some people like Baker.
He's made a bit of a bounce back.
Yeah.
Baker was his own worst enemy.
Yeah. Johnny, the meteoric rise and then, hey, you stink. You're a bad guy. And he went away. That's all I'm saying.
I know. But there's also it's such a different marketing sport. Behind helmets and big teams, lots of teammates, she's going to be a superstar in what is a growing pond, but sizably.
You asked the question go bust.
Yes, if she gets
injured. I'm saying it would look like what happened to Johnny. That's the only parallel I'm making.
But Johnny didn't go bust because he couldn't play football. Johnny went bust because he had a gambling problem. He was a con artist. He was a horrible human being.
I'm simply saying that's what it would look like. From a consumer standpoint,
if we turn her around,
rise and then gone.
All right, if we turn around and find out she's literally throwing games in the
WNBA.
Otherwise,
she's going to be a mediocre player that still sells jerseys.
All right.
Her upside is she's a star that sells a lot of jerseys. All right.
I'll trust you. You know more about this. I just don't see the correlation. Like one was brought down by their personal.
And you and I are in agreement. We don't think she's coming down. It would take some crap like that.
we can't see the future. I don't see anything but brightness. I don't agree. See that there's going to be any Johnny Manziel stuff. But we do know that the tickets are selling through the roof.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go see her in Chicago, I think, because I want to see those new young kids in Chicago, too.
Okay, that would be a great, you know, return to the, you know, the Final Four, right? Mm-hmm. And the championship game.
Yep, that's the one we have eyeballed.
Where, how big a place do they play in Chicago?
I don't know. Didn't get that far.
Well, you better get that far. There may not be tickets available.
I know. That's the plan.
All right. Well, I think people are making those plans all over the place.
Yeah, probably better than me.
All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, we'll check in with Paul Osborne, the City Hall insider. A little later this morning, we'll be out at Innova Feed. I'm really excited. They're doing kind of the grand opening. It's like a week of grand openings.
It's awesome.
This is the world's largest facility.
This is a big one. This is a big one for Decatur.
And whether you understand it or not, and I understand a lot of people probably don't, what it is that they do. It's fascinating, and I can't wait to go out and see and then bring back that information to you tomorrow firsthand. So we look forward to that tomorrow morning. I'll give you all the details. We'll be back after news.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The FBI Springfield has a job fair on May 15th at their Springfield field office. Attendees can speak with FBI employees from various areas of expertise, including IT, cyber technology, intelligence analysis, evidence response, SWAT, and recruiting. Some available positions include STEM careers, business administration, communications, evidence photography, graphic design, financial operations, and more. The Governor Oglesby Mansion will have their first open house of the year on the 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. A $2 per person donation is requested. Photos inside the home are encouraged. Richard Oglesby was an American soldier and Republican politician from Illinois who served three non-consecutive terms as governor and as a U.S. senator. He's best known for his branding of candidate Abraham Lincoln in the 1860s.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.